तक उस स्थान का नाम ऐठा कदम्ब है, किंतु अब कदम्ब नहीं, रामचंद्र।
That Krishna is praying with folded hand to Krishna.
Krishna to Kadamba, that tree. Tree means Srimati Radhika. He is praying that, oh, you should be merciful to me. I will not do, I am taking my ears in my hand, I will never offend you. So this place is very important. That this place is very important for we Gaudiya Sampradaya because of two reasons. Reason number one, Maharaj has already explained in English. Shortly I may say that Krishna took here form of 400 like Narayan, just to show the highest importance of gopis. It is shown that whenever Narayan goes to anywhere, that lady gets attracted to Narayan form. Lakshmi ji, who is wife of Narayan, she is known highest chaste lady. But when she see Krishna, she gets attracted towards Krishna and she loses her chastity.
Only hearing his glory.
She still cannot see Krishna. She has heard glory of Krishna. She gets attracted towards Krishna and thus she cannot remain one-pointed to Narayan, and hence she loses her chastity. On the contrary, gopis, who they are so much dedicated to Krishna, that when Krishna came himself in Narayan form, they are not attracted to him at all. And they pray him like a lord, oh, if you are Narayan, that is lord of all lord, please arrange a meeting with Krishna. And on the top of it, the second point is here confirmed and proved by this pastime, that when Radharani comes in front of Krishna, only by the smell of Radharani, Krishna's two hands goes inside his body. That is why this place is called Petha, because the going of two hands inside the body, this action is called Petha. So, important point is there that Radharani is the topmost of all the gopis. These two points have been because in front of those gopis, Krishna remained four-handed, but just having a small smell of Radharani, Krishna's opulence disappear. Krishna cannot remain in opulent form in front of Radharani. There was a tree nearby, Maharaj said, 30 years before, and that tree was of Kadamb. Kadamb is resemblance, it resembles like Radharani, therefore it symbolizes Radharani. So,
and it was called Aitha Kadamb.
And that the name of that tree was Aitha Kadamb. Aitha means, in fact, in English we can say it is twisted. Aitha means crooked and twisted. When someone is in angry mood and sulky mood, his body becomes crooked and twisted. In Hindi they use like this, oh, you are very much twisted, that your mind is twisted now. And you are not following us. Similarly, when Radharani became angry, so she became, in Hindi it is said, ant gai. She became ant gai. So that tree also became twisted because of Radharani. And Krishna is praying that tree nearby. There is a photograph here which symbolizes that Krishna is praying to Radharani, please now give up your antha. Anthapan. God Premanande.
That we can realize the glory of Srimati Radhika. God Premanande.
और श्रृंगार करना भूल गए आज तो बिल्कुल एकदम ऐसे सफेद दिगंबर आज है ऐसा रूप हमने कभी जीवन में नहीं देखा और रामचंद्र
जी यही हूँ महाराज
दिस प्लेस इज नोन एज चंद्र सरोवर सो When
rash dance performed. This is the characteristic of eternal pastime of Krishna, especially when he plays on the flute, and on the flute he takes the name of Radharani, and when that name comes from that flute. So the strange point of the pastime, such type of pastimes of Krishna's pastime is place of Basanti Ras. And when this Basanti Ras was taking place, at that time moon which has got a natural tendency to move, it does not stay, but because of the pastimes attraction of Ras, it forgot to move and it stayed here and it started looking at the Ras. Therefore this place is called Chandra Sarovar. And this Ras took place for one night of Brahma. And this moon also stayed here for the whole night of Brahma. So this place is called Chandra Sarovar. At the same time, there was one very exalted devotee in Vatsalya Ras. His name was Surdas. And right here we have his statue. Surdas was blind. But very exalted devotee in the disciplic succession of. He was disciple of Maharaja saying Balvacharya. He was disciple of Balvacharya. And he has composed verses in Braj language, so beautiful verses full of Vatsalya Ras that anyone who read them get moved. So he was so much dedicated that his god brother Bithalnath, when he used to decorate Krishna, at that time he always Surdas, though he was externally blind, but he was seeing all the beauty of Krishna within his heart, and he used to narrate the Shingar of Lord. And this god brother always got amazed, how is it possible that he is narrating the same Shingar which he is doing. So one day what he did to test him, he just did not put any clothes to Krishna and asked, now you narrate the beauty of Lord. He said, oh, what happened today? Krishna forgot to take his petambar. He forgot to take his bansi. He is without any clothes. He is dikambar. Dikambar means without any clothes. So that way, this is the exalted place. God Premanande.
You should do pranam here. You should do pranam here. This is transcendental place and make this place Varshi. Chandra Sowar ki. Yeah.